Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or the affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's VFW, Veterans of Foreign War, MD@twaamc.com. Tonight, we're going to be discussing the future of medicine. That's correct, the future of medicine. And we can talk about this ad nauseum. But, you know, we only have 30 minutes to talk about it tonight. And maybe later on in the future, we're going to hit on some more of these topics on you. All right? My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. It's also available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the other outlets and iTunes and stuff like that. All right? For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. As always, this year, 750,000 people will die of coronary artery disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000, that's right, 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. One-third of Americans, adults, have hypertension. This year, 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. In 1949, there were less than 500 type 2 diabetics in the entire country. 350 million patients visit the physicians this year. 420 million patient visits to alternative medical practitioners because people are beginning to get tired of doctors putting band-aids on their problem instead of going deep and finding the problem and taking care of the root cause of the disease. We are so used to just slapping that prescription down that no one cares about what caused the problem. And if you are 15 years old and you have high blood pressure, or you're 18 and you have depression, or you're 21 and you have type 2 diabetes, you're going to be on medications for the rest of your life. That's correct. No one's going to get you off them because no one cares about the root cause of the problem. All the drug company sees is that you are going to be a patient of theirs for the rest of your life, buying their medications and providing income for them for the rest of your life. Well, alternative medical practitioners try to find the cause of the problem and fix the problem so you don't need to be on those medications again. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the future of medicine, and in particular we're going to talk about three main things: genetic testing, stem cells, and PRP, because those are the future of medicine. You know, first let's just talk about genetic testing. I use two companies. I use PGX and I use Pathway Genetics, all right? And these companies, what they do is they test your genetics so that you know how your body is functioning, what your body likes, what it does not like. Because the bottom line is two people are not alike. You know, our bodies respond to things differently, to behaviors, to external stimuli, and into environment is determined by our genes, how our body responds. For athletes, those who need help with weight management, and those with other lifestyle needs, Pathway Genomics, they look at your genetics, and they can tell you what type of exercise is best for you. They'll tell you whether or not, whether you need endurance training or whether you need to do cardio or resistance. They will tell you that, which one your body will respond to better. And I know because in my genetic testing, it says that for me, I have what you call a splinter gene, and that gene allows me to do better with quick stop and go things, so weightlifting, things like that. That's the kind of exercise I need, you know. And I'm not a big person that like to exercise all the time. I don't, but you know, I just need to exercise for a month and I build a lot of muscle and my shape changes and I do really well on it. But, you know, endurance, running marathons and stuff, that's not for me. And my genetics says it's not for me. So, you know, so if you are out there exercising, are you doing the right one for your genetics? Well, if you got tested, you would know. All right? So a genetics test can tell you that. Genetics testing can tell you what kind of diet you can be on, whether you need to be on a low-carb or a low fat diet. It will tell you which kind of foods works for you. In my testing, it said to me that I have a bitter gene. A bitter gene means that with certain foods that I eat, if it's bitter, my taste buds accentuates a bitter taste. And because of that, I end up putting a lot of sugar to sweeten things that are bitter. And because of that, I run the risk of becoming type 2 diabetics, because all my life, I couldn't drink tea, I couldn't drink coffee, I couldn't drink those things because they were costly bitter. I mean, I just hated them. And so now I know. But those are the kinds of things that genetic testing can do for you. But it's not just that. It's everything. So genetic testing can be used in weight and diet management. It tells you your risk for getting inflammation, your risk of getting type 2 diabetes, obesity, how you're going to respond to certain foods, whether or not you have a propensity or a risk to become diabetic or not. You know, you can get all that from genetic testing. You know, sometimes we go to a doctor and he gives us pain medicine, or you go to an emergency room, you get pain medicine, and then your doctor thinks that you should be all numb for it, and he starts cutting on you, and you feel everything. And he thinks that you are worse, or maybe you have back pain and you need that narcotic pain pill, and your doctor thinks that you are a drug addict and you're just there for medication. But you know, if you had done genetic testing, it would tell you which pain medication works for you and which one doesn't. Now you have a piece of paper in your hand, and now you can take to your doctor, say, "Hey, doc, these are the medicines that work for me based on my genetics." And now your doctor knows which pain medicine to put you on. Right? How about those who have high blood pressure or on cardiac drugs? Guess what? Once you know your genetics, they don't have to guess as which blood pressure medicine works for you. They know exactly which one works for you because the testing will tell you that. So you don't have to do a trial of this blood pressure medicine for the first two weeks, and then if it doesn't work, switch you to something else. No, you know. And that's what genetic testing does for you. Genetic testing is now beginning to be used in cancer therapy. You know, because genetics has a big play in cancer. So now you know which medication will help with your cancer and what you need to do to prevent yourself from getting cancer. Genetic testing helps you with all those, in eating behaviors, in response to medication, in response to food, how you react to foods. So genetic testing is tremendously important in all aspects of life, and if used properly, can assist in your health care and assist in keeping you healthy and keep you from doing the wrong things. That's how important genetic testing is. I've been doing genetic testing for the last 4 years, and now suddenly it's begun to become front and center. But genetic testing is there, and the way they test it, it's not difficult. Most places just take a saliva, a little bit of spit, and they can do it through your spit. It doesn't take long to get the results back, and now you have it. And fortunately now, some of the insurance companies are beginning to do genetic testing for you. So if you want to know about genetic testing, all you need to do is call our office and we can set you up for genetic testing because we've been doing it for 4 years. All right. So that's genetic testing. Before we go on to stem cells and PRP, let me remind you that you are listening to Grow Younger. The truth shall set you free. This is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available through the website growyoungeragain.com. Or you can get, and you'll get an autographed copy from that site. Or you can go to Barnes & Noble's, or you can go to Amazon and all the other outlets, iTunes, and get the book from there. All right. Now, you can get more information about genetic testing from the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can check us out on the internet at www.feel29.com. So genetic testing is very, very important for anyone who wants to stay healthy and anyone who wants prevention and anyone who needs to lose weight. Genetic testing is there. Even for athletes, genetic testing is very important for your diet and nutrition. It tells you which foods will help optimize your body and which foods to stay away from. Now, stem cells and PRP. Now, the way stem cells work in your body is that when your child is born in the state of Texas, they are supposed to ask you if you want to store the umbilical blood. The answer should be yes, because your umbilical blood is rich in stem cells. There are billions of stem cells in the umbilical cord. And as you get older, the number of stem cells decreases as you get older. But here's the reason why it's important. Because if you are 10 years old and you fall and you injure a knee, immediately a few million stem cells rushes to your knee. And they assess the damage. They say, oh my goodness, we're going to need to get some new bone. We're going to need to get some cartilage. We're going to need to get some tendons. We need some muscles and we need some blood vessels to fix the problem. And then the stem cells will change into bone, change into muscle, change into cartilage, change into tendon, and fix the problem when you're 10 years old. When you're 6 years old and you fall on your knee, a few hundred stem cells shows up. Obviously, they can't fix anything. You see, when they ask you whether you want to store your child's stem cells from the umbilical cord, the answer should be yes, because within the next 5 to 10 years, if your child was involved in a motor vehicle accident and has brain damage, they will actually be able to take those stem cells, inject it into the damaged brain tissue, and regenerate your child's brain tissue. That's correct. If you have diabetes, they'll be able to inject stem cells in there and cure you of your diabetes. If you have bad kidneys and you need a kidney transplant, they'll be able to take the stem cells and grow you a new kidney. If you need heart transplant or you have heart problems, they'll be able to put stem cells in your heart and create or fix your heart. That's how powerful stem cells are. Now, I know that there's a lot of political problems with stem cells, but it's all politics. It's not about healthcare, because stem cells is your body's reparative system. And as long as you have your stem cells, you are going to be able to do things with it. Now, fat is rich in stem cells, and you can also get stem cells from bone marrow. But actually, for those of you who don't understand this, fat is richer in stem cells than is bone marrow. All right? So, there's a good silver lining. So if you're overweight, you have a gold mine in your fat. All right? Only problem, though, with your fat is that in the United States, we are only allowed to use stem cells for cosmetic reason and for orthopedic reasons. So we can use stem cells to make your face look younger and healthier, to help with stretch marks, to help with to make your hands look better, to help with knee pain, to help with elbow pain, back pain, muscle pain, heel pain. We can use it for those kinds of things. And all it requires is us extracting the stem cells and injecting them into the area. As a matter of fact, you know, and we talk about stem cells, but also we have PRP. PRP activates your stem cells that's already around. In other words, your stem cells, just like your kids, get older with time. And as they get older, your stem cell doesn't function as well as when they were younger. You know, if you are 30 years old and you are married and you have kids, you are there cleaning up the place and the place is spick and span. When you're 70 years old, what do you say? Well, I don't have the energy anymore to keep the place clean. And what happens to your house? It starts getting cobwebs and dirt and your house start getting disheveled, and then it's no longer clean because your body ran out of the energy to do it. Well, stem cells are the same thing. Young stem cells are out there doing their thing. They're fixing things. They clean up things. They're all into everything, fixing things. Well, when you get to be 50 and 60, those stem cells don't have the energy they had before. And so the stem cells, you know, guys, I just don't have the energy to do this. You know, I'm not going to clean today. And so your stem cells doesn't repair things as well as it used to be. Right? So with PRP, when you have PRP, PRP gives your stem cells more energy and helps them do their job. So when you're young and you injure yourself, you really don't need stem cells to fix the problem. If you get PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, and you inject that into the area, it will activate the stem cells in the area, and your body will fix the problems. But as you get older, and you have less and less stem cells, and less of them are healthy, the PRP only activates a small amount of stem cells. So in those cases, as you get older, if you want to help fix your knee or your back or your joints or your face, you may need to have a little bit of stem cells from your fat augmented. So we take this fat, spin the fat down, take the stem cells from the fat, add it to the area where you add it to wherever you want to put it, and then put the PRP in there. And so now the PRP is activating the stem cells in the area plus the stem cells that we put in there. So there's more stem cells around. Right? So PRP is great. And if you notice now, all the athletes are getting PRP. I mean, the other day I heard this athlete, he injured his knee. He got a PRP shot and he's going to be back playing baseball in 2 weeks. That's what's happening. So everyone's getting it. As a matter of fact, I even got an email from someone who there's a doctor in Mexico that you can actually go to Mexico. They will draw your blood, spin it down, take the PRP out of it, and give it to you so that you can take it, bring it back to the United States, and inject it wherever you want. Of course, you know, that's not a good thing to do. But there are people who go to Mexico because they've heard that PRP fixes things, and so they've gone to Mexico to get it. Now, I don't think that that's a good idea to do that, because number one, when you draw the blood and you spin it down, the PRP in the blood is only alive for a short period of time, anywhere from 6 to 12 hours. After that, they die. So if you go to Mexico and you get your blood spun down and they give you that platelet-rich plasma and you bring it back to the United States and now you're going to inject it into your back because you have back pain or into your knee because you have knee pain, it's not going to work well. It's not going to. So what I recommend is if you have a problem and you need it, you should come to a doctor that knows about PRP and stem cells and has been doing it for a while, and they can treat you properly and take care of the problem. I've been doing PRP and stem cells for the past 4 years. And I can tell you this much, you know, it works. It helps. It improves things. We do the vampire facelift. The vampire facelift, what that is PRP injected into your face and activated. That's what Kim Kardashian had. But she did not have the vampire face. What she had was she had the dermapen, which is scraping the face and then just putting the PRP in your face. The only problem with that is when you rub it on your face, a lot of the PRP runs off your face and a lot of it is not absorbed into your face. But when you do it the way the vampire face is done, it's actually injected under your skin into your tissues. So all of it goes into your body, and it works significantly better when it's done that way. We use PRP for hair regrow. So if you're losing scalp hair, we can use it for that. We use it to rejuvenate your face. We use it for joints and muscle pain. Now, there is a place for PRP to treat PRP and stem cells to treat organ problems. But that has to be done through a clinical trial, and otherwise you have to go offshore to a country that does it offshore. It's not allowed to be done in the United States. Right? So PRP and stem cells is the future, along with genetic testing. I mean, the possibility is endless what we can do with those things. But again, you have to find someone who knows what they're doing and can treat you appropriately. All right? Now, certainly, if you have COPD, if you have dementia or Alzheimer's, there's studies going on right now with stem cells and PRP for those things. You just need to be referred to the appropriate people so that they can help you take care of all those things. Once again, I want you to know you are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk Radio, KTSA 550. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. So today we talked about the future of medicine, genetics testing, stem cells, PRP. Now, these things are all available to you. You just need to look for them and help. You know, we have a lot of people who are having sports injuries because more and more people are going out there and exercising and not taking appropriate precautions, so they're injuring their back, they're injuring their knees, they're doing all kinds of crazy things. And one way to do it is that when you go to your orthopedic doctor and he says to you, you know, we can't operate on you because it's not going to heal, we're going to need to give you another shot of steroids, guess what? We have found that using PRP in those joints has helped tremendously to help with those problems. Right? Now, I want you to understand, PRP is not FDA approved. It's not, because it's not synthetic. For something to be FDA approved, a company has to spend millions of dollars to get it approved by the FDA. Not everything that's good for you is FDA approved. All right. And by that, I mean, like, for instance, vitamins, which are natural, cannot be patented. And if a company cannot patent something, they're not going to spend millions of dollars to get it FDA approved. They're not going to do that. So just because vitamin C is not patented, it's not going to be FDA approved, that doesn't mean it cannot help with lots of different problems. You see, 80% of synthetic medications come from a natural source. They come from a plant or a tree. And what has happened is these drug companies take these natural remedies and they try to change them so that they can create a new compound that never existed in nature, and they can call it compound XYZ and now get a patent on it and now hopefully have it do what the natural stuff does. All right, so the future of medicine, genetic testing, stem cells, PRP, tremendous research in those areas, tremendous upside for it. If your child is being born, please store their stem cells. As a matter of fact, you can have your own stem cells stored. There are companies that actually will take your stem cells from you, store it, so that in the future you have stem cells to do whatever you need to be done with it. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You can reach me at 210-559-5959 or at my office at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, or on the web at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. And once again, my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. Thank you all very much. You all have a great evening, and we'll see you all next week.